In today's video, we'll explore two intriguing accounts of Padre Pio and his mystical fragrance that has left many believers and skeptics alike in wonder. So stay tuned to hear the stories. Welcome to our YouTube channel, Following Padre Pio, about the Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. Father Alberto de Apolito was a close friend of Padre Pio and had witnessed many extraordinary events associated with the mysterious fragrance that surrounded the Capuchin saint. According to Father Alberto, this fragrance made him feel Padre Pio's presence even when he was far away from him. One day in September 1955, when Father Alberto was a parish priest in San Severo, he decided to accompany around 50 of his parishioners on a pilgrimage to the Sanctuary of Our Lady of Tears in Siracusa. Before the trip, he paid a visit to Padre Pio and asked him to come along. "Go, and I will follow you," Padre Pio replied, assuring Father Alberto that he would be with him in spirit and would protect him during their journey. As they set out, the journey turned out to be quite dramatic. The pilgrims began to experience abdominal pains due to overeating sun-ripened melons. It seems that the pilgrims' love for melons ended up giving them more than they bargained for. The journey took them through a treacherous road between Caltanissetta and Palermo, which they had to navigate in the middle of the night. The bus was forced to stop because the road was obstructed by rocks and logs, posing a danger to everyone on board. In the face of these dangers, they turned to Padre Pio for help and protection, and suddenly the bus was filled with a wonderful fragrance, and they knew Padre Pio was with them and keeping them safe. After returning home, they went to San Giovanni Rotondo to thank Padre Pio. They wanted to share with him all that happened, but even before they said anything, Padre Pio seemed to already know every detail of the pilgrimage. He laughed and said, "You made quite a spectacle with those melons, didn't you? And that night in Palermo, what a fright." While it may seem like a small detail, the pilgrim's overindulgence in sun-ripened melons highlights the importance of moderation and mindfulness, especially in religious pilgrimages. No wonder Padre Pio made fun of them. However, it's encouraging to see how the group turned to Padre Pio for help and how he seemed to be there for them when they needed him the most. It's a reminder that we don't have to face difficult situations alone. Our second story is about Giovanni Gilosi, a renowned journalist and writer who first learned about Padre Pio through a journalist friend named Carlo Trabuco. At first, Giovanni was skeptical and uninterested in Trabuco's passionate descriptions of the friar, especially when he mentioned the mysterious fragrance people claimed to sense even in places far from Padre Pio. It all seemed a little bit too much for him. However, strange events began to occur that made Giovanni question his skepticism. He suddenly started detecting the unmistakable aroma of violets in unusual places where it was impossible for such a fragrance to exist. His mind would immediately turn to Padre Pio, but he tried to convince himself that he was merely being influenced by suggestion. One day, while on vacation with his wife, Giovanni experienced the mysterious aroma once again. He recalls, "I had gone to the station to send a letter by express mail, and in that place, which is usually anything but perfumed, I smelt the unmistakable aroma of violets. As I reflected on this fact, my wife asked me, 'But where does this aroma come from?' 'Do you feel it too?' I asked, astonished, and told her about the priest, the discussions with Trabuco, and that this fragrance had been haunting me for some time." "If I were you," his wife retorted, "I would immediately set out for San Giovanni Rotondo." The next day, they set out on the journey. When he arrived in Padre Pio's presence, the priest greeted him, "Ah, here's our hero. Look what it took to bring him here." On that same day, Giovanni had the opportunity to speak with Padre Pio, and from then on, his life underwent a great spiritual transformation. End of anecdote. Thanks to Giovanni's efforts, Padre Pio's voice was broadcast on the radio for the first time, and eventually Giovanni became his biographer. It's fascinating to see how Giovanni's journey with Padre Pio unfolded from initial skepticism to a close friendship. The mysterious aromas that once perplexed Giovanni ended up leading him down a path of profound friendship and admiration for Padre Pio. He answered Padre Pio's call and played a central role in bringing the saint's message to a wider world. Thank you for listening. Please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories. We have a new playlist, Padre Pio Thought for the Day. Check it out. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You will find the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.